Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a fantastic Friday and that you all have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Well, it is always a pleasure to welcome back into Press Row Ken Rogers of NFL Films and the producer of HBO's Hard Knocks, which this week it was announced the Oakland Raiders will be the featured team this week. Ken, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
How about those Raiders? I'm doing great.
That'll be great. Looking forward to that this season. When you think about the options and when you look at the storylines, I mean, the Redskins, Giants, Lions, 49ers, the Raiders just have a slew of storylines. The Vegas move, Antonio Brown, Vontaze Burfict, Richie Incognito. That had to have you pretty excited.
It did. I mean, listen, we always try to wait to see if any team will volunteer, as they often have. And when it came time to, you know, really get down to the, okay, let's think about these teams that are eligible to be selected, the Raiders were pretty clearly on top of everyone's list. Fans, executives, television people. I mean, I think a lot of that, of course, is John Gruden. He's a television star outside of being a great head coach. So that was a great hook. And I personally feel like the league is a lot better when the Raiders are front and center. That's something that Steve Sable used to say all the time here at NFL Films. So there's just, you know, they talk about that Raiders mystique. But I think the thing that intrigued me the most was that attitude that comes with the Oakland Raiders. And you hear that music in your head and you hear the autumn wind as the pirate and you just think, okay, I got to watch these guys.
Yeah, that's that does give you the chills. Great unis, great history, great everything. You mentioned the volunteering part, and I'm curious about this because you do go into this on the heels of both Mark Davis and Gruden saying that they didn't exactly rush to you to be televised.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And listen, to me, I equate it to there are a lot of things that you'd rather not do. The coaches might not want two West Coast games in a row or two East Coast games in a row. They might not love playing Thursday night football after a Sunday night game. They might not want to go overseas to the UK. But I think once selected, they realize this is for the greater good. This is good for our franchise. I personally, you know, don't want to raise expectations or be in the spotlight, whatever the reasons might be. But I think they all know what NFL Films has done over the decades to really celebrate the game, celebrate the men involved in it. And I really believe that they understand that this show is great, not just for the franchise that participates, but for the league as a whole.
What about, I mentioned the move to Vegas. You did the Los Angeles Rams about 3 years ago, right when they did move. You're doing this one right before a move. How will that factor into the storyline, and will that be unique because it's a little bit different?
It is different, and I'm sure that will be a topic of conversation during camp. I know that some of the Raiders facility and everyone, the people who work at the Raiders facility, some of them are already in Vegas as an advanced team. So it's something we very well may cover. What we discovered with the Rams, though, is that the whole goal of an organization when this happens is to isolate and insulate the players from any sort of distraction. So I would guess the players won't be talking about it much. They're probably going to be pretty focused on this season, not about where they're going to go next season. But I think anyone at the upper echelon of the team will certainly be thinking about Vegas. I can't imagine we won't take a trip to Vegas at some point. You know, this is a team that is in Oakland now, will be in Vegas soon, has training camp in Napa, California, by the Vineyards, and plays a preseason game in Winnipeg, Canada. So we're going to be all over the place this summer.
You're listening to Ken Rogers of NFL Films, the producer of HBO's Hard Knocks, which this season will focus on the Oakland Raiders. You're listening to Ken here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
All right, Ken. The Raiders were kind of the slam dunk of the ones who could certainly not say no on the list of draft picks for you guys. What is the most intriguing thing you are excited about? Gruden, Antonio Brown, or being that close to wine country?
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's not the latter, because although I'm sure it will be really, really fun for our crew to be in that nice Northern California, I'm sure there's going to be some rough production mornings.
Yes.
We're going to be some big headaches and the like, some tough mornings, but we'll fight through it if we have to. You know, we're really tough. We'll sacrifice.
As for the actual members of the Raiders, there's a slew of storylines, as David was alluding to, but I'm curious, you did the Browns last year, and then they had this much overhaul in the offseason. Do you ever, like, have buyer's remorse and say, ooh, it'd been really good to have the Browns again?
Look, the Browns were incredible. It'd be great to go back there, and was probably on the list of possibilities, because we really do start with all 32 teams and see if anyone is, you know, willing to do it. And that would have been intriguing. But I'm proud that we were on the front edge of
right.
that revolution. And, you know, I hope they do great this year. I hope they're an incredible team, and heck, I hope they make the playoffs, because it's a heck of a story. But to be there for the genesis of it and the arrival of Baker, and, you know, trying to figure this team out, and all the drama that happened later in the season, I'm really happy that we kind of introduced a lot of people to that team, and they followed them the rest of the year and became even more fans of that team. And I think if we jumped in now, we would be a little bit reactive. I think we were ahead of the game and really set the tone for that franchise last summer.
I think that's well put. And I'm certain you're starting to already do a bunch of research. David's written about Josh Jacobs, the Alabama running back, a couple of times for our newspaper here in Chattanooga. He's got a real chance to be an entire episode to himself and to be the star of this puppy from what we know of him. And having spoken with him.
Yes, so we've heard. I mean, it's pretty easy to identify the John Grudens and Antonio Browns and Derek Carr and all those veterans who we know are good on television and we know who are good football players. I think the whole draft class and free agent class is really going to be intriguing, more so than most years, because there is this sense of, we have to turn things around here, and they're going to rely on a lot of these young guys to do it, whether it's Josh Jacobs from Alabama or the group from Clemson that's coming in, three draft picks from there, even the last pick of the draft, a defensive end out of Prairie View A&M. I think they're all fodder for really deep dives to find out, are they Raiders? Because there's a certain persona with that Raider black uniform, and are they going to have that attitude and fit in with what Raiders fans are used to seeing? And a lot of these guys doing our preliminary research seem, A, like great people and characters, but B, heck of a football players.
Any chance you spend even a sizable chunk of an episode following Mark Davis 500 miles to go get that haircut wherever he gets that haircut?
You know, that's a common question. I'm not sure how involved with training camp Mark Davis is, and I think if he's around, you know, he's part of the franchise for sure on a daily basis. I believe that he'll be part of the show. That's not something that we determine, because some owners really stay away from training camp, especially when they have so much business to conduct moving a team, and some love to be there every day. So we shall see about Mr. Davis.
You're listening to Ken Rogers of NFL Films and the producer of HBO's Hard Knocks, which this season will focus on the Oakland Raiders. You're listening to Ken here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Ken, you've been great to come on here multiple times, but we always can have a new listener. And for those who might be listening to you for the first time talking about Hard Knocks, how do you handle a player that just doesn't want to play along? I mean, you go back 5 or 6 years when you did the Bengals, and James Harrison, the former Steelers linebacker, was with Cincinnati that year and kind of at every turn told the cameraman, get it out of my face. How do you handle someone that just doesn't like that kind of attention or is just having a bad day and doesn't want it?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's part of being in the National Football League is our viewpoint is performing under pressure and with a lot of people watching you. And I've always felt you should get used to the cameras because if you go to where you want to be in the playoffs or the Super Bowl, a lot of people are going to be watching. There's going to be a lot of cameras around you and you have to get used to it. But, you know, obviously some players are more comfortable than others. The good thing is we don't ask them to do anything that they wouldn't normally do. We're just there to capture it. So there's no acting. There's no scripted lines. There's no, you want me to do what? I'm not comfortable with that. We're just going to follow you as you walk back to the locker room. And, you know, as James Harrison showed, even when you resist that, I think it shows who you are as a character, that you are this tough to get close to person, and you do have some chips on your shoulder. And that was certainly the case with James Harrison. And, you know, I don't anticipate that happening any time soon or this year. The good thing is that we're now so far along the line with this franchise that most of the players on a roster grew up watching this show. You know, I think I remember Baker Mayfield was maybe 12 or 13 when Rex Ryan was on the show back in 2009-10. So there really is a generational movement where they very much know what the show is. It's not that big of a deal to them because they've been watching it growing up. And I think in those early days, a lot of the older veterans felt like, hey, I'm not sure whether this is part of the NFL. And everyone under 30 knows Hard Knocks is not only part of the NFL, but it's really the sign that the NFL is back every summer.
And Ken, we talk all the time about your challenge of coming up with something creative and not – there is a formula to this show, but you don't want to just stick to the old tried and true and not change anything. I would think with this landscape, and this kind of goes back to the move – you can pour a ton of emotion into this one, given, I mean, you mentioned the Autumn Wind as a Pirate. You think about the Black Hole. You just think about all the tradition that this franchise has had with this city, and it's just limitless what you can pour into it.
Yeah, like I said, they're going to be moving all around this summer and moving eventually at the end of the season. And, you know, Oakland itself is certainly a character and has – spent a lot of time supporting this team, and it's definitely going to be, I think, a bittersweet season for a lot of fans that live in Oakland. I think they'll continue to follow the team, and I believe the team will pick up even more fans, not just in Nevada, but across the country, because I think it really is one of those brands that translates, you know, from Los Angeles or Oakland, wherever they go. I think the Raiders are the Raiders. And so I really think, you know, all the towns they've been in and all the towns they're going to live in, I always feel they're Raiders towns.
All right, Ken, you know how we like to roll. Rapid fire, first thing off the top of the head. Ready to play? You knew that was coming. Your favorite Raider from yesteryear?
Oh, boy. Snake. Okay. Got to go with Stabler.
If I said the Raiders had the best uniforms in the NFL, do you want to argue, and who are you going to counter with?
I won't argue because I'm so intimidated by them. They are bad ass.
Do you think if you showed up with a Mark Davis haircut, do you think he'd be amused?
No, he'd be appreciative of my incredible style.
Have you ever thought about or have you ever been contacted by, say, Major League Baseball or the NBA about expanding this franchise to a spring training in Florida or an NBA training camp?
They do their own versions.
They don't do it as well as you guys do.
it just doesn't catch on because I don't think the stakes are as big. A lot of players come to camp in the NFL and get cut, whereas baseball rosters, you know, you don't really get cut. You might go down to the minors, but you're still on the team. You're still a part of the franchise. The stakes are much higher in the NFL.
I can't always feel like we cheat our listeners if I don't bring this up. What's that next 30 for 30 idea rattling around upstairs?
Well, there's a lot of ideas. We're definitely trying to settle on one, as well as some docs elsewhere around the dial. We have a lot of things cooking here, and the biggest initiative isn't really a 30 for 30, but it's going to be a whole year initiative of the 100th anniversary of the National Football League.
Ooh, that's
so
cool.
You are going to see specials and specials and specials and some incredible moments and celebrations and reveals and lists coming out of the National Football League over the next few months that celebrates 100 years of the National Football League. And that's been a huge focus for NFL Films, and it's really right in our wheelhouse to celebrate the history of this game.
And Ken, have you been working with Peyton on his Peyton's Places, or is that something totally different? Are y'all working in tandem on that?
Yeah, I have not personally, but yes, NFL Films is producing that with Peyton, and that's yet another program involved with the 100th season that's going to be just awesome to watch.
That does look promising.
It is going to be fun, and it's because Peyton is so great.
All right, Ken, you've been great with us as always. It has been several times since I asked this, but I just need to know, the last time you got a country music gambler joke?
6 minutes ago. actually, not six. Probably about 12 hours ago this morning at 7-Eleven on the way in. Happens every day.
Wow.
But no one under 40 knows who he is. So
that's a good point, too.
the interns come in here because they actually give me the nickname the Gambler around NFL Films. And someone will say, why do they call you the Gambler? And the person will be a 21-year-old intern. And I'll say, well, you know, because my name's Kenny Rogers. And they say, yeah, huh? So why do they call you the Gambler? So it's a generational joke, and so I'm getting out of it more and more because less and less people remember the great Kenny Rogers.
Well, listen, Ken, you've been fantastic. You're our great Kenny Rogers on Press Row. We always appreciate having you. Congratulations on the Raiders. Certainly looking forward to that, and you know we'll be back in touch once the series gets going.
I can't wait. Thanks, fellas.
All right, Ken Rogers of NFL Films, then the producer of HBO's Hard Knocks, joining us. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.